Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, Tom.
Hello.
And Ash.
Hello, everybody.
We have been away a long, long time. Apologies. It has been a long time. When were we last together?
I think it was, what, all together?
Yeah, all together.
Oh, no, when, January. It was like January the 7th or 8th, I think.
That is frighteningly specific. But so it was. It's been a while. We took a Champions League style break. Apologies, but we are back now, and a lot's changed. Firstly, Tom, you've got good at this almost.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no. Well, I don't know about good, but I've been doing a lot better than I had been. So much so that I crept up to within the 60s at some point. I think I was like 69th at one juncture, which is quite nice.
You're a solid second pager now.
Solid second pager, mate. Yeah. Tommy one click.
As am I.
We're on the same page now, aren't we?
Yeah, things aren't going well. Ash is starting to show a bit of classes permanent with his fantasy football professional status.
Yeah, he's out of the three of us. He's up there. He's doing better.
Well, I was 16th, and then
you said 15th earlier.
Oh well, it may have been 15th, but I hit a little bit of a problem. I found a drink where it's like cherry beer, and you set it on fire, and you mix it with something else. And it's really nice. And I had 8 of those, and then used my wild card.
Okay.
And sort of fairly radically changed the style of my team.
I mean, first of all, what is this cherry beer that you just set fire to? That sounds incredible.
That sounds fantastic.
I mean, technically, you could potentially set fire to any kind of beer, so it doesn't have to be cherry beer.
It was an elaborate excuse for a poor performance of fantasy football, about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
But you're sort of primed for a launch on the top 10-20, I reckon. The problem is, because we've been away so long, some people have blamed us for doing badly, which is great. They feel like they need us back. Some people have done really well and are therefore wondering what the point in us was in the first place, which is a slight worry.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All we can say is that hopefully you missed us anyway.
Yeah.
And stick around, I guess. The biggest thing, I guess, game week coming now, it's quite a good time to do it because the Champions League's back.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Affects.
So it's currently, as we speak, Man City are playing.
They are, against Barcelona.
Yeah, they are indeed, yeah. It's literally on at Gaffer Tapes HQ. Can we just talk about the elephant in the room, the fact that we are doing this over Skype?
What? How can you? Surely you can't tell that from the quality. What?
I wasn't sure.
Craig's not in the studio with us.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we could.
We're almost talking about the elephant that isn't in the room.
Quite literally isn't in the room, yeah.
Going right there.
Yeah,
no,
Craig is in another country at the moment.
I am. He's international
in
waters.
Bonnie, Scotland, as we speak. And I'm looking at a picture of him. I like virtual Craig. I think he's a lovely little chap.
I don't look as short.
No, you
either,
don't. So no.
There
no.
is that.
You look good.
And you two might get to finish a sentence when I'm not sat next to you, just screaming over you.
Maybe.
I've just noticed, actually, now we're going to talk about it. Why does Craig look like his video camera's on the floor?
Yeah, it does. It's looking up at you.
Yeah, it looks like he stood over it. Like looking
it's in
down.
A urinal.
Yeah. It actually looks 100% like that.
That's all it is.
It looks like he's gone to an air traffic control centre.
Yeah, he does.
And he's gone and hid in the toilets.
You've got proper headphones
Bad news
on.
Is, at least 4 or 5 planes are crashing tonight. Good news is the Gaffer Tapes is back.
Yay, so we are back.
There's one of them. Fantasy football-wise, though, Champions League's back. Ash, quick bit of advice from you, because some people are tweeting asking, does it affect anything, Champions League being back? I know there's more fixtures and lineups are harder to predict, but does anyone really let it affect their lineup, really?
I don't think so, because they're obviously the better teams, but it's the classic, it's going to affect teams like Man City, isn't it? Because it's a lot harder to predict who they're going to play.
Well, I know people who put Wilfred Bonny in thinking they've spent a lot of money, they're definitely going to play him, and obviously he's on the bench in the league game, and you do wonder who's going to play. But I guess that's always the problem with City and Chelsea anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. The only thing I would think is, like, when I was, you know, saying about I changed my team, and I must have been really drunk because I basically put in a load of Man United defenders. But they're also shit. The top four teams, really, apart from Chelsea, they're all pretty crap, aren't they? Sort of like if you put them on an international scale. You don't think so?
That's why they're there.
I don't know. Well, compared to the rest of the, like, fairly poor league. But it's not like any of them are, like, Chelsea are really consistent, aren't they? They're probably on the same level as, like, Barcelona, Real Madrid,
I think that's the cherries talking.
Yeah.
That's them fiery cherries.
But the, but the other teams are like so inconsistent that when they play in the Champions League, it doesn't make any difference because they've only got a couple of good players anyway, and no one picks the players around them.
I see what you mean, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And the bigger problem, obviously, going into this game week, which the whole FPL world, if there was one, is talking about, is the fact that it's the first time this season, I think, we've had game weeks where certain teams don't play.
Yeah,
it's a big thing. I noticed it.
It's more common as the season comes on. But Tom, you've had a look at your lineup and...
Yeah, well, I noticed it. I think I noticed it a couple of weeks ago because I did think about it. I thought, when is there going to be a week where not every team is playing? And I looked and yeah, it's this week. I don't know if people have noticed it, but if they haven't, then, you know, we're doing our service as, you know, bloody experts and letting them know. But yeah, so this week, Chelsea are not playing at all this game week. Game week 26, there's no Chelsea playing, there's no Tottenham playing, there's no QPR playing, and no Leicester. Which is bloody murders for me and Wallers. Because Wallers will not get a sniff.
Wallers is staying with you, though.
Yeah, he always will. He'll never leave my side. He stopped playing again as well, which is a bloody nightmare. But yeah, so I've got three Chelsea players and Harry Kane. As I think most people probably have at least two Chelsea players and Harry Kane nowadays. Yeah. So genuinely was looking at it today and I thought I actually don't know what to do. So Ash, what would be...
And that's the only reason we're back.
That's the only reason I went, I'm not interested in coming back unless we address this situation because...
Last time we saw Tom, he said, you're dead to me. I never... Yeah. Yeah. Ash went out on a cherry binge.
He went mental, set fire to himself. You've gone to Scotland. But we're bringing them all back together. To find out what genuinely is the best thing to do. If you've used your wild card and you've got a shitload of players that aren't playing this game week, what do you do?
Well... Because the thing you're not thinking about is next week is double game week.
For some.
So it'll be for you, won't it? So all your players are going to play
it
twice.
I don't think it is Chelsea playing twice.
Not for Chelsea, no.
Oh, because no,
I think Tottenham are.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, there's, I think Tottenham are, but Chelsea aren't.
QPR have a double game week as well, but Chelsea don't.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
But so. I guess you need to weigh up because I'll be honest, I've made five transfers coming up for this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Only because you get -4 points, obviously, for that transfer. If you're picking a first team starter, then there's 2 points there. If they don't get yellow cards, etc. So it is a slight risk. But if only one of them performs or scores a goal or keeps a clean sheet, that'll buy you.
It does even out a bit. But what I thought at one point when I thought, right, what I'm going to do, maybe I'll leave all my Chelsea players and just get rid of Kane. But I realised I bought Harry Kane when he was about 5.2 and now he's 6.8 or something. So I don't really know what to do. I think I can't get rid of him.
I'd
just be losing a load of money.
Yeah.
Well, if you do hear the podcast before you've made your changes, then bear it in mind because I know for a fact that Alex Corrosanis, who's currently sitting fourth in our league, made his two transfers. He used one, then made a -4 before even checking the fixtures properly to notice there's no Chelsea or Spurs games. He's got six players. Got three Spurs and three Chelsea. He's made two transfers and he's in our top five. So,
oh dear.
Even the pros can make those errors. But these game weeks become more and more common, don't they, Ash? As the season comes to an end, there seems to be more fixture cluttering of double game weeks, where it's definitely worth taking a 4-point hit if Man City are playing twice and you stick in, you know, whoever, Aguero.
Yeah, and picking your captain becomes important then because then it's not, you know, who you think's going to get the most points on the game. It's who you think's going to do better over the two.
Over two, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Actually, when we were talking about this a lot earlier in the season about how the teams become more generic at Christmas, so that's one of the reasons I changed my team up a bit was to try and differentiate yourself. But actually, because everyone else's team by that point is so efficient, it's actually quite difficult to do it that way because you put in like weird players, but the odds of getting it right are so low, you're probably better off making a really generic team. And then for the second half of the year, it becomes about getting double points week and getting your captain right.
Brilliant. So your advice changes now that Tom and I are sat on the second page.
I took a bullet for the team because I fucked up my team so that you guys could see what it'd be like if you had done it.
Unbelievable. Well, talking of, you know, Tom mentioned Harry Kane, hasn't everyone got him? I'm the idiot who doesn't. I had him for a little bit, but since we've been last on air, Harry Kane really has been the revelation.
He has, yeah.
He's gone from scoring a few goals and being exciting to being the most consistent striker in the league.
And the most hated, if you ask me. He ruined my month, probably, scoring that winner against us. And me and Ash were just saying before, we did the same thing at West Ham as well. 96th minute, got the equaliser there.
Yeah, so, he's never scored against Hearts. So
no, that's true.
Just wait till next year's Europa League.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to need a little bit longer. And Spurs might not need that. Who knows?
No, that's true.
Know how the season's going.
Can you not qualify for the Europa League through the Europa
through
League?
The what, sorry?
The Europa League. The Europa League.
We're in that now.
through Barcelona won it. Through the Cup, the Spanish...
Can you qualify through the Spain-Spanish Cup? Or
to be fair,
do you have to be from Spain-Spainland?
As much chance of winning the Spanish Cup as the Scottish Cup because we're out of it.
Oh, right, see.
No, we're focusing on promotion. We're 20 points clear of Rangers and Hibs, so we'll be going up maybe next year. Maybe the year after we'll meet Spurs in the Europa League. But the other kind of story as well, I guess, since we were last on air, and it was already emerging then, is when you look at the top strikers and the top performers, the people who have become the most consistent ones are the kind of cheaper English strikers.
Yeah.
Berahino, Kane, Danny Ings, Charlie Austin, they're kind of the heroes of this year's fantasy football.
They are really, yeah.
Aguero, Costa and Van Persie, none of them have really proved value for money compared to those other four that I mentioned.
Well, Aguero's been a nightmare. Like, I took him out of the team last week because he was 75%. He'd gone yellow and he played and scored. Yeah. I think that's been the case. That's happened a lot this season with Aguero, you know, whereas I think largely, Kane, Austin, Berahino haven't really... I think Austin maybe a little bit, but he's been pretty much available the whole time.
Yeah.
Other than when he got sent off the other month or whenever it was and got suspended. But yeah, I think it's just that they're playing more consistently than these top guys because Costa had the whole thing as well, didn't he? Yeah. On and off injuries and stuff.
Over the course of the season, if you've got Kane, Ings and Austin and spent that as your front three... your midfield and defence could be through the roof and they're likely to score more points than any expensive strikers you've got.
Yeah.
It's kind of there. But on a note of right and wrong decisions, just before we end part one, Tom, you've got a little league rundown for us, haven't you? What we're at now.
Yeah, babe.
in terms of the gaffer tapes league, the big leagues now, in February, getting towards the business end of things.
It really is, yeah. I realised when it was game week 26, I thought there's only 12 games to go. Incredible. Maths there. In at the top, always at the top, the man, 112 years and counting, Coatesy, Brian Coates. He is a mile ahead of anyone, really. 50 points difference between him and second.
He is.
It's 50 points ahead of Phil Taylor, Johnny McLaren, whichever way round, I never remember. third, Tony Soprano.
Nice.
Imran Salim. Again, yeah, so that's the name. Alex Corasanis, aforementioned, in at fourth, but hoping he's going to fall out of the top ten. And then we've got... in the top ten, we do not have a Saunders.
No.
We have no Saunderses in the top ten. Incredible. Moving down to 35th is Ash. How are you feeling about 35th, Ash?
Pretty unhappy, although I've just realised... that the Saunders brothers were copying my team.
Really?
Yeah, well, because now I've gone down, they've disappeared at the top 10.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Saundai.
Saundai. A clutch of Saunders, as they're called. 61, Craig Hazel.
Yeah.
Sir Craig of Hazel. Now, Craig is on 1,309 points, and me, Big Teabag, T-Dog, we are looking at 1,278 points, and I'm in at 79th. A little bit upset because I was at 75th, I think, last week. Dropped four places, didn't have the best week. But yeah, so there's really only not many points between me. Yeah, so there's like 40 points, 39 points between me and Craig.
There we are.
And then Ash is, 60 points ahead of Craig. So it's still pretty close, you know, and big weeks like this week is going to, you know...
If you have a look at the top 10, you'll see names that weren't there when we last did the podcast.
No, that's true. Sorry, I probably should have done that, yeah. Stuck in Copacabana, I remember them. Winterfell Direwolves at 6th. Charlton Athletic FC 7th, Nottingham Mums Forest at 8th, I remember them, Mongolian Chop Squad at 9th, yep. Mad Cash Cows 10th, and 11th is East London Pirates. I don't remember them, they're a close addition. They're only 1 point outside the top 10, the East London Pirates.
So still all to play for. Bearing in mind, like I said, I've taken a 20-point hit this week, so it could come from anywhere. But yeah, so that's the league. There is still time to move up into the top 10. Have a look at the league. Have a look at who you are. Tweet us your teams, and obviously we'll get ours tweeted out for this week. Coming up in part two, we've got the Gaffer Gambler back. We're going to talk about some more tips and the thousands of pounds of money I've made in our absence, obviously. And we have a new game for part three where it's Tom versus Ash in the ongoing series, and we answer a couple of your tweets as well. All that's coming up in part two and three of the Gaffer Tapes. Part two of the Gaffer Tape, the UK's biggest fantasy football podcast, with Craig, Tom,
ahoy,
and Ash.
Hello there, everybody.
Hello, yeah. So it's part two. It's the time we go to the Gaffer Gambler. I don't know how you've both coped without the expert tips of the Gaffer Gambler over the last couple of months.
Hasn't affected me, to be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. that money has been firmly in my wallet.
Yeah.
What about you, Ash?
Yeah, without your expert advice, it's much better off.
Yeah,
well, Ash is saving up for barbecue seasons around the corner.
Now he's into flaming cherry beer. You know, combine the two. I mean,
anything can happen. But yeah, I suppose the main thing since we were together was the managerial merry-go-round, as the press call it. There's been a few different appointments, etc. And we've been following the sack race quite closely throughout the season. I wrongly tipped Pardew early on in the season, when actually I wasn't too far off.
No,
that's right.
But the odds currently in the sack race, who do you think is the favourite to get the sack at the moment, bearing in mind it's quitting or be sacked?
Mm. Allardyce. So it's all really random, isn't it?
Do you reckon?
Well, do you know what? Top three, in third place at the moment at 4.0 digital odds, decimal odds, is Allardyce, which I found astonishing, how he can be the third favourite manager to be sacked.
Well, I suppose
when there's no one else really...
Well, because if he lasts till the end of the season, his contract's up, isn't it? So if no one else gets,
what it is?
So if no one else gets sacked, I think he just goes by default, yeah.
That makes so much sense, because I was thinking, are you like the hardest to please fans ever? Spurs and Villa.
Yeah.
Right. At 3.75, second favourite to get the sack versus Poyet at Sunderland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that could
happen. Get dragged into a relegation race. And a favourite at the moment is Pearson, because not only are Leicester rooted to the bottom of the table, but he's an absolute lunatic.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable that they're going down, isn't it? Let's be honest.
It is. And, you know, he got away with grabbing James McArthur by the throat on the sideline. Mental.
Crazy.
He looks like he's been on his way out for a long time, doesn't he?
Yeah.
There's a Poyet as well, to be fair. He didn't he write a open letter to the fans saying, stop shouting at me?
Shit.
Yeah.
It's become really fashionable the last year for celebrities or sports people or anyone to write open letters, which is just a long tweet. Yeah. Really.
since social media, isn't it? It's all that stuff. Bloody nightmare. Bloody nightmare.
Sat podcasting via Skype.
Yeah.
Media, it's rubbish, man.
Yeah, digital.
Yeah, Pearson's a favourite, probably in case he does a WWE move on any footballers anytime soon. And did you, in fact, talking to that, did you see the viral of the Worcester game where the guy
slammed that fella? Yeah, that was impressive. That was impressive.
He should get signed up. Yeah. On the odds on that, the sack race, actually, the fourth favourite is no managers to leave at 6.5.
Well, but what, between now and the end of the season?
Between now and the end of the season.
I think that's probably,
And then I saw this one was interesting. Tim Sherwood's at 40-1.
Oh.
But the only reason I think that's not a bad, crazy bet for like a couple of quid in a Bobby Beale bet, murdering style one, is that if he does terribly and they go down, I can't see them keeping him. I can't see them going, yeah, we'll go into this next season with the bloke who took us from being on bad form into a relegation battle.
Yeah, so he could technically lose his job, yeah.
I reckon maybe. It's a really slim chance anyway. And then another special bet that was on was you can get evens on Steven Gerrard to join Liverpool on loan next season.
Oh, nice.
And you get evens on that, which just makes you think that the bookies think it might happen. In which case, all this like over the top emotional farewell at every single ground he plays at is all enough. He could be back next year on loan. It's a bit ridiculous.
It makes sense.
Well, he could be back playing for Chelsea though. To be fair, so yeah.
I don't think he'd go on loan anywhere. But then we said that about Lampard. Who knows? And then the weekend tip for me for the weekend is a treble, simple, just Arsenal to beat Everton, West Ham to beat Palace. That's a tough one though. And Newcastle to beat Villa. £5 returns £30 for that treble, which I think is pretty good.
Mm.
But I will put some proper tips of across all the leagues on the Twitter account at the Gaffer Tapes before the weekend. Now we had a tweet, a question. Like, Tom, this one's specifically at you.
Is it?
Well, not specifically at you.
It's not my mum again, is it? Is mama? Is it mama? What she said?
No, but I'm gonna compliment you.
Okay.
So we had a tweet from Stuart Barnes, Stewie Barnes, the old Barnsy.
Oh, Barno. Yeah.
Barnacle Bill.
Yeah, Barney. So we had old Barney Rubble on the old Twitter. And he asked us who is the best goalkeeper to go for at the moment, simply because he's had, I think he was saying he's had Forster, who's been the top scoring goalkeeper over the course of the season. Southampton are letting in a few goals, as are Chelsea of late. And so all the people that people have been sticking to for goalkeepers are now, are they actually the ones to have? And the reason is, I gave you a bit of stick.
You did, sir. Mm.
Simon Mignolet, because his confidence was shot to bits and he was in bits. And it turns out he's pretty much the in-form keeper.
Yeah, I brought him in during my wild card in January. And I only brought him in because I didn't quite have... I had 0.1 of a mil, not enough, to get Fabianski. No, it couldn't have been Fabianski. Someone else. I was going to get someone and didn't have enough. And so what I decided to do was get him, because they were playing Villa that week and I thought he's going to get a clean sheet, which he did. And I've kept him ever since. And he was my highest scoring player last week. Got 9. Yeah. Got another clean sheet. So I've been, I'd like to laugh in your face, sir. And if you were here, I'd bloody slap it. So, you know.
Who have you got in goal currently, Ash?
Oh, fucking De Gea. What a disaster.
Fucking De Gea.
Well, there you go. It's been a disaster. So, but I'm guessing goalkeeper's not a priority for changing for you at the moment.
Well, no, because the thing is, like I say, I put him in, and Man U just concede a goal every week. Like, literally at the last minute of every game, they just concede a goal, no matter what the score is. So
I was going to say, because he can't be doing too badly, is he? Or he just concedes that, like, one goal in
one
game?
Yeah, because if you look at them, they like all their games are, like, 3-1, that kind of thing. So it's like, they never get any points for their defenders or anything like that. So I got him and Jones. Yeah, dreadful.
I had a quick look at goalkeepers in the last 6 games and what they've scored as a bit of form in there. And the top sort of 3 picked, or the most popular ones, are Lloris and De Gea both have 18 points in their last 6 games.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Forster has 23. Ospina, who I have at Arsenal, he costs 4.8 million. He's got 27 points in his last 6 games, and he's only picked by 1.8% of players.
Well, yeah. It's just because people don't realise that he's playing.
Yeah.
No, a lot of people who don't watch it that regularly realise that. Also, the thing with Ospina is, even if Arsenal concede, and even though I actually think he's a bit dodgy, a load of his saves are so Hollywood that he gets bonus points for saves.
Yeah, it's crazy. He nearly gave me a heart attack during that Spurs game, I tell you. It's ridiculous.
He gets bonus points a lot of games for saves that should be easy, makes them look good, and they go in the saves column.
Mm.
And then top, Mignolet, 36 points in his last 6 games from goal.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's my boy.
And he only picked by just under 4% of players. And obviously he's cheaper than the likes of Forster, De Gea and Lloris, yeah.
So
it's
under 4%?
Yeah, 3.9%,
wow.
I think.
That is crazy.
It may well have gone up. I think it's creeping up over the last few days. Yeah. But because all of a sudden a lot of press is going on about how Liverpool defence are starting to perform.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're starting to keep... I think it was their 5th clean sheet in a row away from home, I think it was, or something crazy. So, Tom, well done.
Thanks very much.
I concede. Unlike Mignolet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, we had that tweet about goalkeepers, so that's probably the advice. Follow Tom. See you, Tom. Follow me. Goal and go for it. Or Ospina, like I say, because until he loses his place, you've got Arsenal starting keeper for 4.8 million.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And like you say, he has been scoring. I noticed that the other day. Yes. Almost took Shay Given out of me substitute bench in place of him, but thought, that's not what Jesus would do.
He's been a good pick.
Yeah, he's been good. Literally hasn't played at all. Literally,
I like the one where he nearly went on loan to the Championship.
Yeah.
Again.
Nearly. But yeah, luckily, I avoided a bullet. Yeah. So that's fine.
If you beat me in that league with Jermaine Genus on your bench,
you I don't have Genus on my bench now because I've used my wild card. I didn't choose to keep him because he's a pundit.
So you used your wild card and kept Given?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because that's the way I roll. Because if I do beat you, I'm going to rub that sort of shit in your face all day, every day.
The fact that you had a pundit on your bench. Together.
Yeah, I had a pundit on my bench and I still beat you. But that's, you know, I'm a bit of a way off that. I'm just going to be silent until that happens.
You weren't. You've just said
that. No, I know, and then I retract it. No, I'm humble. I'm a humble guy. I don't like to mention shit like that.
But yeah, so that was a goalkeeper-based tweet, which a lot of people don't even think about goalkeepers.
No, that's true.
If you do any more questions for us, then they are very important.
They are. And I nearly, the other week, I nearly put him as captain of Mignolet. And if I had done, I would have done better than the captain choice I did make, which I can't quite remember. But
that's Ash's good wife's tactic quite often.
Keeper, yeah.
Yeah.
Works for her. She's doing great.
Tactics.
Hash tactics.
There you go.
Does she do it when she's smoking a lot of hash?
Yeah.
Throws a shitload of hash and then just sticks a goalkeeper in his captain. Goes, fuck it. Let's try this.
With her on the hash and Ash on the setting fire to cherry drinks.
Yes. Yeah.
Chaos around the Cairnsworth house. But if you do want to tweet us any questions, then tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Anything, tweet us your teams, tweet us any advice. Ash will give the advice. Tom and I will just chip in with making fun of your name, what you look like and where you're from and things like that.
Or just say vaguely, interesting things like, goalkeepers, they're important. Just sort of say that in the background. That's what I always do.
Nuggets of advice like that. But feel free to tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. Coming up in the next part, we've got Tom versus Ash, the latest instalment of the ongoing rivalry of the ages.
Saga.
So it is a saga. And we've got all that coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, Tom and Ash. It's part three, so this is where we have Tom versus Ash. It's ongoing feud. What's the score, Tom?
6-4 to Ash, unfortunately. To Ash. And I just remembered, not that it matters, but it's just been bugging me ever so slightly. The last one we did wasn't on the 7th of January. It was the week after.
How do you think that wasn't important?
I know, it was really important. Just wanted to stop what was happening just to say that. Because that the last one we did was the one where me and Ash were a little bit drunk. Which has and never will happen again, because drinking's bad.
Yeah. I think you could hear the slurring over the podcast, to be honest with you. But yeah, it was, it was, again, the highest rated episode.
I didn't doubt that, you know. All me drunk homeless friends, I bought them all iPods so they could listen to it.
Sat them near a Starbucks. They could get the fire. But yeah, so it's 6-4 to Ash, with the loser having a photo shoot in their Tottenham kit. It's been close. Ash was running away with it at one point. Tom's come back.
And Ash has broke away. I brought it back to 4-4 at one point. Ash has broke away again, unfortunately. But.
And the big news is, it's a new game this week.
Oh, wait. But.
It's not YouTube Pundit, that is a great game. The people have been, begging for YouTube Pundit to come back. But it's going to be a Articulate-style game where I describe something and you have to guess what it is, much like we did when it was the Stag Week with Phil Stagielka.
Phil Stagielka, yeah.
Which was painful for a good 3 minutes of my life.
But Stagio.
That was a worry. But yes, we've got that. But it's all Gaffer Tapes related stuff.
Okay.
So it's all stuff that will make sense to Gaffer Tapes listeners who's been listening to us at the beginning of season. So it could be the name of a team in the league. It could be a name of a regular tweeter. It could be something that's happened of note over the last however many months we've been doing the Gaffer Tapes podcast for the 2014-15 season. And it's the first of five gets the point.
Can I just say now, if you're a first-time listener listening, stop listening now. Go back, listen to all previous episodes, and then come back and then play along.
Go back right to the World Cup. No, don't listen.
Don't
honest.
Listen to the World Cup ones. They were a bit shit. But to be
no
honest,
way.
No, they were good. They were really good.
They were great.
Yeah.
Just take our word for it about listening to them.
Yeah. Don't listen to them, but listen to the other ones.
Listen
to
the football season ones. So because we've been away for a little while, we thought we'd say thank you in the form of a game involving people listening and listening.
I thought you were going to say a song.
Yeah. Just get my guitar. Yeah.
I bet you do sing over Skype to people, don't you? I can imagine it. I can imagine it.
No.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What we've been doing the last 4 weeks and you haven't been here.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I've just had like a John Lennon style loving, but I can't grow as good a beard.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. So it's the first five. You just shout out when you know it. And the fact that I can see you in front of me on a screen makes me feel like a game show host.
It really is, isn't it?
Okay. So I'm going to be describing them without saying the actual words. So point number one, it's a team in our league. It's three words. The first word is people from a certain country. Genghis
Mongolian Chop Squad.
Yes, there's a point.
Oh, shit.
Ash.
Oh, I just said them as well.
He wants this.
Damn.
Right. Okay, second point on offer. Two famous siblings that have shaken the world.
The Saunders Brothers!
Yeah!
Fuck
yeah.
Me!
That was Tom. That was quick.
Come on.
The Saundai gets Tom a point. Now, point number three. What country is regular tweeter That Sabs from?
South Africa.
What was that sound?
I started to say South Africa and then went, oh.
You went,
Suriname? I can tell you that's true. But although I used to think he was from Germany.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought he was from Holland or something. I can't remember. Yeah. We were wrong. So it's 2 points to Ash, 1 point to Tom.
I think we should call it that.
Yeah. So this is the name of a team. He is clearly a fan of a real football team in the Midlands where there's two teams.
Nottingham Mum's Forest?
It's not.
Oh, fuck.
It's nearly right, but there's a word wrong.
It's Wayno. Oh, no, fuck.
No, it's the team. You were right.
Nottingham Mum's Forest?
Yeah, but there's one word wrong in there. And I'm
Nottingham
be...
Forest? Nottingham My Mum's Forest?
Yes!
Oh, ah. Right. Okay.
I just let you do it.
Yeah.
But he just looked at me in just disbelief. Like he was petrified.
Wow.
Right,
this is a tricky one
that's
going to make you think this.
Isn't that like your best buddy's football? Isn't that his team?
No.
I think he said it was like Wayno's or someone's.
No. When he said Midlands, I then thought, because he like Ram, but then I was like, no, it's not Wayno.
Good knowledge, though. Good
Wayno Rams, but there was a guy from Derby, weren't there, I was saying.
Yeah. Right, next question. I need the name of the team and the manager, but who is the top of our league? Simple.
Brian Coates, 112 years and counting.
Yeah.
Yes!
This is such a fix. Yeah. Bullshit.
He is a Hearts fan, clearly, as well. I don't even know him.
Oh, shit.
What's three that? 3-2 to me.
3-2 to Tom.
3-2 to T-Dog.
Okay. What does the NH in NH Spurs stand for from one of our tweeters?
New Hampshire.
Yes.
Get in.
Balls, it was.
This seems so rigged again because you're looking at it. 3-3. Right.
Oh, shit.
Name one of the celebrity retweets we've had.
JJ Okocha.
Oh, it was JJ Okocha just beat a tunnel there. That's not a sentence anyone's ever said. JJ Okocha just beat Sammy Gunnell.
That was my one. I got JJ.
Clearly wasn't over hurdles.
Shit.
Right.
Match point. Match point, T-Dog.
It is match point. So, it's a team name. On an early podcast, I called it my favourite team name so far. It's about a city in Devon. It's two words. The first one, like I say, it's a city in Devon.
Don't think either of us know any.
If you were going out with someone and you stopped going out with her, then she would be your...
Yeah, okay.
Exeter Gently.
Oh!
Yeah.
Get in!
Damn it!
4-all.
Fuck.
Wow.
It always ends up like this.
It does, and it's Exeter not rigged. Gently.
Penalty shootout.
Well, I should have known that. My parents live in Devon.
From. I've got a few to choose from, but I'm going to go with this one. And it's... Actually, no, because you won't be happy if I'm the judge.
Yeah, is it going to be...
It can't be... Possibly dubious.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, I was going to ask you to both think of a stim pun, and I got to pick the best one. But we weren't doing it.
Right.
I was going to have a both a stim dog pun.
Like another question that's fair. Like, ask us to list 10 comedy venues we've played at in the last month.
Excellent.
It's so easy.
You've got 4 points. It's level. Right. Okay. It's another team name. You might not know it because I've only seen it recently, but it is a phenomenal team name in our league. It's three words. It's based on a kids' TV show that was around when we were kids. The first word, though, is the name of a Southampton midfielder. He was bought from Celtic. His first name's Victor.
Wanyama's in pyjamas.
Yes, there it is.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Wanyama's in pyjamas. It's a phenomenal name.
Oh,
It's 5-4. Ash takes it.
Oh, God. 7-4.
Tom, I thought you were going to do it.
I thought I was going to do it. 7-4.
Do you know what the other questions I was going to go that I had left
go
as
on.
Well was which wrestler's podcast were we next to in the iTunes chart?
Goldberg's.
Yeah. And the other one was a team name that I only saw recently, which is Lusso Solid Crew.
Yeah, I saw that. Lusso Solid Crew, yeah.
Which is a phenomenal name, whoever that is. Mm. Lusso Solid Crew. But Ash takes it. It's 7-4 to Ash in the series. Tom, honestly, I wish you could see his face because he looks genuinely gutted.
I'm genuinely gutted. It's 7-4 in the series.
Yeah.
12 weeks left.
This is why Ash is going to say, can't make it next week, mate.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I should park the bus, really, shouldn't I? Yeah, I should go full defence mode. Oh, actually, the next 9 weeks, I can't really do. Yeah.
Well, it's 7-4 in the series to Ash. We're getting closer and closer to seeing Tom in a Spurs shirt with Adebayor on the back. As he wanders around London for a photo shoot.
Maybe he should get a sort of double-barreled one, Adebayor Kane.
Adebayor, he doesn't hate Kane, really.
I don't know. He started to turn side on for Craig. Doesn't he look like Kane?
No.
Don't you think? Look at his head.
For people listening, they might now be picturing Tom as a Harry Kane-esque figure, and he's really not.
He is.
With my beard, a bit more like Lallana.
You're not saying sexy. What you don't get to decide, sexy. Do you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, which is weird, because Ash has always... to me, looked a bit like Carlton Palmer.
Similar.
Nailed it.
Similarities.
Very similar. But, yeah, please do tweet us. Obviously, in this section, we quite often go through one of your teams. We thought, as it's been a while, we'd let you get through this difficult game week. But tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your team next week, and we'll get Ash to give it the doctor's treatment, and we'll go through the team a little bit. Or tweet us in general, any of your betting slips, any of your questions, tips, queries, anything, at the Gaffer Tapes. You can also tweet us on our Twitter or follow us. Tom?
Yeah, mine is @the_Tom_Holmes.
There it is. And if any gigs coming up for Tom, you can go and see him. Go and see him gig. He's bloody good.
Yeah, I'm doing the Comedy Cafe next week.
There you go.
Shoreditch, baby.
You can also follow
I think they're, Ash. I think they're on the phone cancelling it.
Yeah, that. It was cancelled. That was awful.
Ash?
You follow Ash? Grimzilla.
There
do
it.
It.
At Grimzilla. Do it. Or you can follow me at Craig Hazel. Watch Sky One's Quiz Nights. It's Gogglebox in a pub quiz. Something I bloody worked on, innit?
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, neither of you have watched it, you bastards. But well, then I didn't go to the comedy
cafe. I made a cheese sandwich earlier. You know, I worked on that. Doesn't mean I go around telling everyone about it, mate. You know?
But yeah, mainly follow the Gaffer Tapes, tweet at the Gaffer Tapes, and even if you're not part of our league this season, plenty of good stuff to pick up, and you can be part of the league next season.
And we're back for good now.
We are.
Now that we've sorted
that
out this bloody Skype business, you know.
Now that Tom's realised that you can communicate with people while seeing them, honestly, it's blown his mind.
I know. The first bit, I was just waving at Craig for ages.
Hello.
Pretending like to be masturbating and stuff like that. It's been great fun. Great fun. It really was.
All the stuff everyone did when it first came out. But yeah, but we are back, back for good. So we will be back, the Gaffer Tapes, permanently for the rest of the season. So follow the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter. Get listening to the other podcasts. We promise we're back for good this time. And good luck in this game week. And we'll see you next time.